area I deal with. It's an interesting question because the law does not specifically define what psychological violence is. This is the same as what happens in many other jurisdictions as well. So we normally do this by way of exception. So from a technical point of view, if there is a physical injury or if there's harm to health, which is what is referred to in our legislation, if there is a physical injury or if there is harm to health, then we are referring not only to physical health but also to psychological health. So it's up to the prosecutor to prove his case. So if there is evidence which shows that there has been psychological harm to the victim, then through the specialized family court on domestic violence or through the criminal courts, the perpetrator of such a violence can be prosecuted. So also criminal proceedings can be used to ensure that compensation is provided to the victim of such harm. Thank you very much. Now, to go into more detail on psychological violence and also to refer to the mobile units and explain exactly